Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Power 98 WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Today's high, Charlotte, America, is going to be right now 82. 71 degrees on you at the house right now, and it's time to hit the hashtag. Hashtag no leezy mad. Hashtag N-O-L-E-E-Z-Y-M-A-D on my Instagram page. That's N-O-L-E-E-Z-Y-M-A-D on my Instagram page. At no leezy, N-O-L-E-E-Z-Y. All right, today's no leezy mad is being brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Hey! Do you got that Dunkin' smash for the summer? Dunkin' is looking for you to create an original song and video, 30-second freestyle about Dunkin'. Make sure you include Dunkin' in the freestyle. Upload it to power98fm.com for your chance to win a $50 gift card from Dunkin' and get your song played on the Morning Madhouse. All right. Today's No Leezy Mad. I am mad at some of you adults out here. I learned over the weekend that we sometimes are the ones who create competition amongst our kids. So just being in and out of community and looking at different stuff that's going on, found out that somebody, an adult, was threatening a 12-year-old kid. Come on, man. Now, first of all, you shouldn't even be having conversations in such this nature with a 12-year-old kid. So what happened is one kid was doing something and then another kid is doing something similar. So these adults took it upon themselves to tell the 12-year-old that they shouldn't be doing it and that you're in competition with a 9-year-old. Hmm? Man, come on. Yeah. This is real life, Burp.
Say it again.
So these adults took it upon themselves to tell a 12-year-old kid that you're in competition with a 9-year-old kid and you shouldn't do your event.
What?
Exactly. That was my reply. Like, come on, man. Like, we as adults, we got to set examples for these youngers. And we got to definitely support their movements and what they do. And it's not a competition when y'all working toward the same goal. Ain't no way. So, like we told it, you know, you keep doing your thing, and we going to make sure that it happened, and don't be afraid, because any adult that's going to threaten a 12-year-old kid in this manner, it's something got to be terribly wrong with him. But we got your back 1,000%. That's what I was mad about over the weekend and mad about this Monday morning. I'm still mad about it. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. All right. Hit the hashtag, your hashtag, no leaves mad. See what else I've been mad about. And, of course, our next hashtag, hashtag MH Great Debate is on the way up next. Right after this, Khalid, Megan Thee Stallion, and Yo Gotti talk the remix. Charlotte's plug is Power 98. One for y'all today. Snow Larry in the Morning Madhouse, Khalid, Megan Thee Stallion, and of course, Yo Gotti, Can We Just Talk? You know what time it is.
It's time for the Madhouse Great Debate, which is being brought to you by Can You Bring It? Go to power98fm.com, upload a mini dance video so you can have a chance to win tickets to go see Bring It Live Sunday, July 7th at Ovens Auditorium. Go to power98fm.com for details. All right. Using the hashtag MH Great Debate, today we want to know, which record label had the dopest chain? Was it No Limit Records? You know who picked that one. Rockefeller Records.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Death Row Records. Or Bad Boy, who had the dopest chain? Like, by chain, I mean necklace. For those of y'all who don't know, who had the dopest one? I gotta go with Rockefeller, man. I gotta go with Rockefeller. Easily Rockefeller. In my opinion, gotta go with Rockefeller.
Yeah, you already know what I'm picking. You already know what I'm going with. The Rock. Rockefeller with Bad Boy is coming in a close second. But Rockefeller.
Man, y'all already know, man. I put my tank up high, baby. I'm going with that No Limit tank, man. Everybody wanted that tank. And coming in a close second, Death Row, man, because Tupac and them started it. Death Row them started the whole chain movement and with the charm. So that's what I'm going. No Limit first, Death Row second. How do we vote?
You vote on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at No Leezy, at I Am Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780.
No Limit, Limit.
Take Power 98.
WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, and we about to play Who Lying?
Who Lying? Who is lying?
Why you always lying? Why you always lying?
Power 98, good morning. Who is this?
Good morning.
What's up? Who is this?
Kanita.
Hey, Kanita.
Hi.
What's up with you? Had a good weekend?
Yes, headed to work.
Okay, we're going to play Who Lies. So how it works is two people inside the madhouse will be telling a lie. One person will be telling the truth. But you got to tell us which two people are lying. You got to tell us who lied.
Who
lied?
Who is lying?
So the story we're going to tell you about is between Justin Bieber and Tom Cruise. And Justin Bieber challenged Tom Cruise to what, Burpee?
A hot dog eating contest in New York City. He wants Tom Cruise to come out there and be a part of the hot dog eating contest.
Jessica?
It's Justin Bieber. He challenged him to a dance and sing off.
He challenged Tom Cruise to a dance and sing off?
Right. It's Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber has been known for his antics and that he do all kind of crazy stuff. So he actually challenged my favorite actor, Tom Cruise, to a fight in the octagon. He wants to fight him MMA style. All right, you got to tell us who lied.
Who is lying?
All right, which two people inside the madhouse telling a lie?
I want to say you and Burpee.
So you say we lying, so Jessica telling the truth?
Yeah, I believe Jessica telling the truth because dancing and singing, that's Justin, and I've seen Tom Hanks dance and sing.
No, 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 no. Oh, no.
And I don't think you know who lied. Charlotte's
Plug,
man.
You're wrong.
Hip hop and R&B, man. It's Power 98.
AmeriCash Loans, your money, your choice. Fast, friendly, and secure loans in your neighborhood. Up to $2,500. Visit.
Come on. Yeah, yeah.
I
want. Good, good. Play if you want. Let's do it. I'm a young CEO. Sure.
Love Larry the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. Baby say he's dropping a brand new song today. So y'all be on the lookout for that. It's called Carpet Burn.
Yeah.
All right, man, right now somebody trying to steal these tickets from Who Lying. Good morning.
Earl Squirrel.
What up, Earl Squirrel? What's up with you, big dog?
Ain't that everything good?
You trying to steal these tickets for Who Lying?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
All right, you got to tell us Who Lying.
Who lying? Who is lying?
Justin Bieber challenged Tom Cruise to what, Burpee?
A hot dog eating contest.
What, Jessica?
A dancing and singing contest.
I say he challenged him to an MMA fight in the octagon. You got to tell us who lying.
Who lying?
Who was lying?
The first two, you telling the truth. It was an MMA fight in the octagon.
What?
MMA fight.
So who lied? Jessica and Burpee, that's what you said?
Yeah, Jessica and Burpee lying.
That's what it is. Win.
That is right, and because you got it correct, we're going to put you in the advanced screening to go see the new Men in Black International movie starring Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson. Tell us what station hooked you up with them tickets, homeboy.
Power 98.
Burpee, what's your thoughts about, man?
Hey, it's too much pressure being a man.
Up next, man, we're going to find out exactly what Burpee's thinking about his Power 98.
Run that back, Turbo. You can get the biggest Chanel back in the store if you...
Pod98WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. It is time to get Burpee's thoughts.
Hey,
Burpee, what you thinking about, big dog?
Hey, man, it's too much pressure being a man. People got to stop setting these unrealistic expectations on us just because we men. Larry, we always got to be the tough one. Why? Why we always got to be the tough one? My daughter gonna call me in the kitchen the other day because it's a spider in the kitchen.
What?
Guess what? I'm scared of spiders too. What the hell are we supposed to do? I told her, I said, you better kill that spider or you gonna die. So I don't know what's going on. Larry, she swung at the spider with her flip-flop, tried to hit it and missed and that spider fell, I damn near ran out the house. You know, black people, we'll spray a bug with anything we got. I sprayed the hell out of that spider with some Pledge dust spray. That bug won't dead, but he was clean as hell. I know that much. Ladies, y'all stop setting these unrealistic expectations on us, man. Y'all, especially in intimate times. Jessica. Ladies,
not you, but I'm just saying.
I want your input. Ladies, y'all always screaming, give me more, harder, faster, ma'am, this is it. You must want a whole nother person come in the room. I don't know what else you want from me.
Tag me in.
You ain't getting no more. We can't do nothing right, Larry. We can dress nice. We can have a nice car. We can have a little bit of money in our pocket. But guess what? You better not live in an apartment while you do it. Oh, you don't have no house? Mm-mm, I don't think this is going to work. No, leave us alone. Police, stop setting unrealistic expectations on us. On black men, that is. Y'all always ask us these stupid questions. Y'all be like, can I see your license and registration? I ain't moving. I'm not moving. I'm not going nowhere. Stop saying, freeze. No, you're going to kill me. I'm not stopping for nothing. And then y'all always want to know, where you been? What you doing? Where you go? Now, ladies, stop doing that to us, because everybody knows that black men don't cheat. Amen, somebody. That's it.
And those for burpees thought. Think about it.
What you thought?
Live from Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios. This is WPEG, Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Turn me up, son.
And home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Wake up.
We're Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
We gonna let you shine. We gonna let you shine. We gonna let you shine. Coming up, 570-WPEG. Somebody's doing something good in your life. You did something good in somebody's life. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy! Yellow Bees, the Quavo Gucci Man. Back at it again. It's Power 98.
Oh, my gosh.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, 21 Savage, J. Cole right there. 7:08, 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. High today is going to be right near 82 with rain in the forecast all day long. 72 degrees right now. We about to let y'all shine, baby.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Get your shine on.
We just want to spread some positivity in a negative world, man. Papa 98, good morning.
Good morning. What's happening with the big dog?
What's up with the big wheel? What's up with your big dog?
Man, you already know what it is, big Larry, big homie. Man, look here, man. I got to give a shout-out to Team True Blue. I got to give a shout-out to the United Neighborhoods of Charlotte. Got to give a shout-out to Power 98, WPEG. Doing their thing, man. The weekend was beautiful, man. We just doing everything we can, man, to stop this violence out here in our hood, man. Also, I want to give a big, big shout-out to the family of Javon Goldsby, the 16-year-old that was murdered, man. That was sad, you know. The community, we stopped by to holler at the family. And last but not least, shout-out to Miss Brooklyn for a beautiful event on yesterday, man. The peace party was like that.
There it is. Let everybody shine.
Shine on me.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting that light shine on?
Good morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I've got you ready to go take it to the camp. And I'm in the shower. Shine on my daddy. He's gonna help me.
Thank you.
Shine on me.
Shout out to all the cheers going to Canada.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I want to shout out my wife. She's the most wonderful wife a man can have. Shawana Jenkins.
Shawana Jenkins. What you do, dog? You must be in the doghouse. You in the doghouse.
Nah, no doghouse. We just got married April 13th.
Oh, congratulations.
Newlywed. They still have relations every day. They newlyweds. All right, man. Let everybody shine, man. We had a wonderful weekend. We got more stuff coming up for y'all inside the Madhouse. Like Miss Jessica, she's coming up with the Nosy Neighbor News at 7:24. Charlotte's plug is Power 98.
Time at Bojangles. The next time you're at Bojangles, pick up a Carowinds discount coupon to save $22 on regular admission.
Hey, Nosy Neighbors, it's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Monday, June 10th, being brought to you by our Power 98 Dopest Dads Contest. Power 98 wants to honor the dopest dads in the Queen City. Log on to power98fm.com right now and enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Blink 182 and Lil Wayne by uploading a picture of your dad and telling us in 98 words or less why he is dope. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. Sad news in the culture. Bushwick Bill, one third of the iconic rap group The Ghetto Boys, passed away yesterday. He was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer in February and was undergoing intensive chemotherapy. The rapper was surrounded by family, and his son Javon says that his last words were, "I will love you forever." Bushwick Bill, whose real name was Richard Shaw, was 52 years old. David Ortiz was shot in the Dominican Republic on Sunday night. The Boston Red Sox legend was reportedly shot in the lower back, and the bullet exited through his stomach. According to doctors, when he arrived to the hospital, he said, "Please don't let me die. I'm a good man." They also went on to say that his surgery went well, and he is currently out of danger. Police say the incident was not a robbery, but would not give a possible motive. Kanye West and Pusha T have been hit with a lawsuit over a sample for a track on his Daytona album called Come Back, Baby. According to the lawsuit, Fame Enterprise Incorporated claims that over 35% of Pusha T's songs contained an unauthorized and unlicensed sample of the 1972 song I Can't Do Without You by George Jackson. Fame wants a jury trial and is looking to get an undetermined amount in fines. On Friday, Taraji P. Henson hit up Capitol Hill to urge members of the Black Caucus to join her in talking about mental illness and getting people the help they need. She also goes on to say that mental health care should be taught in school. She said, "If we can teach children about sex education and physical education, why not mental?" The actress started the Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation, named after her late father, to eradicate the stigma around mental health care in the African-American community. Happy birthday to Faith Evans and Sasha Obama. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News. Summer is here. People are traveling around. They're going to summer camps. They're just relaxing. But you know what's also taking place in the summer? Family reunions. Family reunions are going down. And, you know, your friend might accompany you to a family event. Homegirl, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is, right? I'm hashtag just wondering, who is the person in your family that you have to give your friends a warning about before introducing them? You're like, "Hold on, before we go in here, let me just let you know. So-and-so is going to be in here. And I need to warn you about them before we go in." Mm. Who is that person in your family? And what is the warning that you give people? Like, for instance, my sister Dion, who lives right here in Charlotte, who is probably listening this morning.
Hey, Dion.
Who I love to die.
Hey, Dion.
But and Dion knows that I had to tell her one day, I specifically give people a warning before I introduce you to them. Mm. It's like, don't speak to her unless she speaks to you. Mm. Don't look her directly in the eyes.
Is she a vampire?
It intimidates her. She, you know, like, you know, she, you got to get a warning before you meet Dion, my sister. So who is that person? Who is it, Larry?
For me?
Mm-hmm.
I got several in my family. Lil Black.
Lil Black definitely needs a warning.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely needs a warning. I'm a little offended because you didn't warn me before I met Lil Black. I had to learn that one on my own.
Ooh, could be me. Could be my sister. Could be my brother. Could be my mom. We all rotate. Yeah.
Your sister and brother? No, I don't see that with them.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe they like me.
All right, so
I can see it with your brother. I can see it with Bub.
My aunt CC, and then my aunt to pass away.
Who is the one person?
Oh,
what's the warning?
12. What's the warning? What's the warning? Your brother, your sister, and your mama gonna tell everybody to be like, look, don't you gonna need to know about whoever?
Little Black, he a little turned up, he a little throwed off.
little throwed off.
Yeah.
That's the warning that you're going to get?
Yeah, and then my Aunt Charlene, God rest her soul, she passed away. I'm going to warn you right now. She's going to say anything that's on her mind. And she going to, boy, listen. She told my wife. I'll tell y'all off there what she told my wife.
Now the people want to know, Larry.
I can't tell them. I'll tell y'all off there what she told my wife.
Baby, who is it in your family?
Uncle David James.
David James. He sound like he need a warning.
Anybody with two names, you know something.
David James.
Uncle David James, boy.
What's
listen.
Up with David James?
I always told my girlfriend, look, Uncle David James, he don't care that I'm his nephew.
He gonna try to hit on
what? He gonna try him. He gonna try to get you to smoke something with him too.
Smoke something
Uncle
with him?
Uncle David James, boy, that's my dude.
Don't get me wrong.
That's
Uncle
my dude.
Uncle David James sounds like a great time.
Oh no, he is fun as hell, but I'm for everybody else. I gotta warn them about him. I love my Uncle David James, boy.
Uncle David James, he sounds like he funny.
He probably does need a warning.
Oh, David James is that dude.
Shark.
Oh,
Shark, man. Who is the person in your family?
Uncle Earl Lee.
Early.
I just showed Jessica the picture. She don't even know him. Jessica, do you think
you definitely need a warning issue for Uncle Earl Lee.
Uncle Earl Lee.
Hey, boy, I don't know who that is on that picture.
His shirt was buttoned all the way down to unbuttoned all the way down to his belly button.
Yeah, and he was holding it
all white.
He was holding it on.
It was a linen top that was unbuttoned down to his belly button, and then it was silk track white pants. I think they were Adidas, but I only saw two stripes.
That wasn't a fedora. Right, that was a what kind of hat was that?
He's 62.
I don't need a fedora.
Sunglasses with the blue.
He had the NASCAR glasses on. The one straight back.
He had that chain on with the circular pendant. Boy,
on a beach with the waves crashing in the background.
Burpee said them uncles with two names.
With two names.
Earl Lee. You got to say both names.
You got to. Uncle Earl Lee.
Nosy neighbors, give me a call right now, 570-WPEG. Hashtag just wondering, who is the person in your family that you got to warn people about? Wondering with me, Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Ooh, I'm just sitting here thinking, Jessica. My Aunt Charlene was off the chain. She was reckless, bro. I'm just thinking about some of the stuff she said said to people.
Well, that is what we are.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Talking about today, I'm hashtag just wondering, who's the person in your family that you have to give a warning about before introducing them to somebody else?
Yeah, my Aunt Charlene, I remember she told my partner Angelo, she came to the car lot, she told my partner Angelo, she said, ooh, you a big dog, chocolate thing. She said, your face.
All right.
She was off the hook.
All right. Yeah, she does need to come with a warning. Definitely needs a warning label.
She told my first baby mama. She said, you could have kept my nephew, but you ain't. You should have lost some weight. You should have kept your weight down.
Jeez.
Your aunt said it?
Yeah. All right, I'm done. I told y'all. She was about to, I called her, so.
Everybody has one in the family. Everybody has one in the family. Or multiple. That you got to give a warning about. Before you meet them. Go talk to nosy neighbors. Power 98, good morning.
Now, I think the person is me.
Something double L, I can see that.
What they going to say about you, double L?
I can see that.
It's me. I think I'm just kind of 100.
Yeah, you is. Now, I've known Double L for a long time. I don't care what it is. If she feel it, she going to say it.
Yeah, so it's me, but I be putting a filter on it.
Nah, not all the time. You ain't got a filter all the time.
Yeah, but it do be a filter, but they don't know it be so long. It do be a filter on it.
And, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it be a filter. I can't give it to them 100, so it'd be like 98.
Give them a good power 98, huh?
Yeah, but I'm finna look Uncle Earl up. Trying to be somebody's, what you call them little young girls with the sugar daddies? Sugar baby.
Double L, you gonna be somebody's sugar baby. We got more hashtag just wondering. We come back, it's pot out again.
Show is.
It's time for Jess Wondering with me, Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
All right, time for hashtag Jess Wondering. Yep, and then we're talking about that family member, that one person in your family. And before they meet your outside friends, you got to give a warning for. Who is that person? I'm hashtag Jess Wondering. Good morning.
I would say it would be my grandmother. And the warning would be to steer clear of her when she starts drinking that white. Because the teeth will come all the way out, and she will not identify whether you're one of her children or not. If you're in her house, you her kin.
Some of the people that get on that liquor, it's over for you.
I do. Oh, yeah. I have an uncle like that.
He get on that liquor, it's over.
Actually, Dion's dad.
Your sister, who you said was
I did warn about. Yeah.
So I run the family.
It does.
Good morning.
Yo, anybody that know my uncle, Hopper J and G-Bo off of Beta Sport Road? Like, listen, you definitely got to have a warning before you even go in a room with them two.
What's the warning?
What's the warning? Just don't even say nothing.
Can't even talk?
You can't even talk. G-Bo gonna say, "Well, can I get $20?" He's trying to say 20, but he said 20.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I need $20. I work at the barber shop.
Oh, yeah, he ain't got no teeth.
I don't think I have a person in my family that's always asking for money. I don't think I have one of those.
No.
I got a lot of people in my family that have no filter. But
I got a lot of people in my family that ain't got no teeth.
And yeah, no, I have no.
My family got their teeth. Now, one thing we got is teeth in our family.
I got some family members ain't got no teeth.
How did talk about it?
That's how I know when she said he was saying 20.
You knew 20. What it was.
Yeah, that lip slide through the front part where ain't no teeth.
Hold on, $20. I see that you don't have any teeth. Who are your parents?
Good morning.
I gotta let people know about my godmama.
Your godmama.
My godmama. Oh my god! Like. Before introducing, like, if we go to a cookout, I tell them, go ahead, get this food, and let's go. Don't say nothing, because she going to ask you who, what, when, where, why, and what time, and she got to know. You don't tell her, she going to ask you anyway. Who you can folks is, who you can to, when the last time you seen them, how she doing, where she at, get this food, and let's go. I don't, yeah.
Do God people got God mamas and daddies? Do they count as family members?
Listen, yes,
they do.
Okay.
Yes,
I'll just ask.
And before my godfather became a pastor, you might have to watch out for him also.
Really?
And let my godmama and my mama get together. Oh, it's a whole life problem. You might have to get a warning about my mama. No, you definitely have to get a warning about my mama.
I got a couple more people in my family.
Uncle Peter.
Uncle Peter.
Yeah, Uncle Peter. That's the one, man.
Jacquees, Quavo, and Ty Dolla Sign, Bear the Remix. Coming up next, man, we got Black Smart. It's the return of Black Smart. Uncle Peter.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.